it wasn't pursuant to your, either that they couldn't get us over here or something.
You could talk Ray, he's got the responsibility, does he have to have a memo?
I don't think so.
Well, if he has a responsibility, I'm gonna be busy, I'm gonna be away, everything, and I want to assume that responsibility. And I will back him up, that's all he needs to know. But if anything happens here, he should move in instantly, do what is necessary. And he can say that he has orders from the president, see what I mean?
Right.
He can say, yes, I have a general order from President Biden to carry out, there you go. But tell him I'll back him up whatever happens.
Well, that'll help, because otherwise we'll get bogged down on these things. First 10 minutes, they say, is very important.
Well, I don't think so, but I think it happens here, gee whiz.
Yeah, the two targets are Rabin and Schreiber.
Schreiber. We've got a big one, President.
Yeah, I know, but the...
Day after the election. One week till he's re-elected, that's true. How they gonna get in? They haven't given us...
The game plan.
I think they float these things over, that keep everybody rattled.
They do.
I hope they get it, but they're...
Rabin is so prominent. He's logical.
Yeah.
Israelis cover their guys, so...
I imagine that Israelis are tough as hell.
I flew on the same plane with Iban last time I was in Europe, just happened to be booked on the same airplane. And they weren't gonna put my luggage aboard. They refused to carry anybody's luggage on the airplane with him. And these young toughs from Israel are all around him. And they shake you down, you know, you go this way, you know, and they pat you down before you get on the airplane. Get my luggage on there. They're really rough.
John is going to have all sorts of statements to drop by. I told him that you're working on it.
Yeah, they've already started.
You'll
well
have
along.
As much of this stuff.
We're still groping for a theme.
The theme is hard, isn't it?
We'll, you know, the line you've been using occasionally about the best 4 years in America's history.
No, I didn't. One of the best 4 years.
Well,
one of the best 4 years. I've been very careful.
Why not be superlative about it and say toward the best 4 years in America's history?
Say that. Toward the best 4 years. Yeah, well, it really will be. Who the hell? Whatever has been better. When have people have had better? When have they had peace? Better jobs? Better welfare?
Yeah.
Better for people sitting their ass? But now.
It seems to me that if we had
towards America's best 4 years. Yeah. Towards America's best 4 years. Forward.
Did you put that as a tag across
the top? It's a nice theme, you know, they talk about you've got the 4 more years. I mean, the next few months we have our goals to make the next, of course I have deliberately tried to go to you.
Sure.
I
wonder what they're doing.
Well, they're calling it, it is the most disgraceful body that, I mean, I was in conversations with this manager recently. One was, for example, Princess Holman. And remember, I know that we do questions, daylight saving. We were in charge of the Columbia, the daylight saving for the Dominican Columbia. Well, all the Virginia chicken farmers were opposed to it, you know. And they did for this.
Last night at Gravel and Tunney and Church, and some of those clowns, poor old Warren Magnuson, staggering around down there, and some of them, and then Percy came prancing in toward the, just
he missed, hair down his shoulder.
Missed the vote, no, but he'd obviously been out someplace.
And, did you go up
the hill? Oh yeah, we sat there and watched this last night for an hour, and because I wanted to be absolutely sure of how the spending thing went. So it was a big help, actually, because I wouldn't have known McGovern had been there if I hadn't sat there and listened to it, you know. Well, I wasn't getting the news. I was relying on the boys on the hill. And so it was good we were there, but what a depressing damn thing to watch. Kennedy was presiding for a while. And all he did was repeat what the parliamentarian said. The parliamentarian would look up at him and tell him something, and Kennedy would say it into the microphone.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah. Between that parliamentarian and Mark Trice and a couple of those clerks, I had a feeling that, you know, they were kind of running. Richard Nathan has decided that maybe there isn't going to be a welfare program, so he's going to Brookings. He's supposed to be over there running a new welfare program.
Brookings. Oh, that place is a system. Noble institution.
I've called it that right along and managed to get away with it.
Yep.
You would.
doing something.
The only one that would be worse than Allo, I mean, Allo's got some principle, and so does Jim, would be Jack Miller.
Oh, Jesus.
This is terrible. That really shows you the kind of maturity you got, you have got any leadership. Bill, probably, he would like to be here.
He got his numbers up here.
They were very ambitious.
Bill blew his shot as well, he became national chairman, got seen. He should have stayed where he was. He can see the guy for what little he is, and he's got a good tongue sometimes.
He's very clever.
When he's safe on the Senate floor.
I think so.
Totally agree.
Dana?
Dana,
too old, so
he hasn't been a while.
Hasn't been a while.
Ruskin's.
Ruskin? Ruskin's too young.
Too young?
Dominic?
Oh, God. There is just a question of too inbred, he's smart enough.
He reads.
Nice guy, but he's not very smart.
Sure. There just isn't a lot of talent there.
Well,
so is that Rob's the best one to manage?
Couldn't do it, couldn't make it.
Of course, Rumsfeld feels the poor of me, don't
I? See, I don't agree with that. I thought that when I first came here, but I'm pretty impressed now.
Well, let me say this. Poor is
a straight air.
Poor is a totally honest. He was very work and bitch and all that sort of thing. You go to Grand Rapids, that's the only thing he did. But yeah, which is sort of understandable.
Well, he's very effective, actually. I don't know why, but he manages to wheel these guys and he delivers
he tries to lead.
Yep.
Which most of the leaders don't.
Yep.
I don't know why Rumsfeld's so dumb.
Well, it's a young Turk versus leadership thing that's been there. You remember Don led the charge for the Turks?
Well, I asked Don who else is good. Not Rose, anyway, not Sergeant. Just John Anderson. Crying almighty, you get John Anderson as a speaker.
Ask of your bosom.
What?
That would be an ask of your bosom.
He would cut us a little
bit.
Yep. She's a
I tell you, that guy is... He's smart.
He's smart.
Yeah. Oh. But he's got funny bumps. And he doesn't give a damn for any old man. He just can't be me. He doesn't agree with him. He's a little like Scott.
No.
And in terms of being
quite slippery with Scott.
Well, but I mean in terms of just not being willing to admit that he's there to cooperate. Now Ford, on the other hand. Well, even though he disagrees with you.
Some people will court and say, well, if the president asks me, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Just like John Flynn says, well, if you ask me to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
God, I love that dissatisfied. I think he's great.
And that's one thing about Jerry. He sees the bigger ball game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. If only we could have Spanish reporter. If only he'd become Republican. He's just thinking
of your moves.
And having Margaret Spence as the chairman. Margaret Spence.
And move some people over, move Bob Byrd over.
And let him be leader.
Sure.
That's what I do.
Sure.
Then you'd have a leader boy.
And Mr. Code leader.
Why not? You don't think I can sell that?
You go up and explain that to Scott.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I just, there's always a possibility.
Carl Hurd.
Very good.
Yeah.
they got the message. But in the editorial rooms of those places, they, the same pattern is repeated every administration, and then we repeat it too. For reasons that we thought were good.
Yeah.
Then when it's over, it's all going to be on the door, and we'll have Scotty wrestling in the White House, and the French president comes, and Gabriel will be invited, and they'll get in for their little specials, and say, we'll sit down and kick around. It's not going to happen. Nobody, the New York Times or the Washington Post will ever get a special treatment again. Never. Or the Time, or Life, or Newsweek. You say it will never be in an office again.
You say that way the networks.
The networks.
You think they know it?
You got to put the networks. The network.
Well,
the networks have us at their mercy.
Yeah.
Now they know it for reasons that are. When I say they.
Particular people.
No, the only ones that know it are the networks, unfortunately, frankly, the business people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haley knows it. Stanton knows it. Goldenson knows it. And Sarno.
But a guy like Shore, for instance.
Shore
would never let it.
Oh, absolutely. The networks, we should pick. We should pick the individual. They're the individuals. You don't have a special institution. What I meant is that the business management of the network knows that. They don't know how relevant it's going to be.
Herman was in yesterday, and I did that tape. I said the reason I wouldn't talk to Shore on Sunday was that his wife and his brother are both very active in the McGovern campaign, and I won't see him. And he said, well, you mean until the election? And I said, no, I mean period. And he said, well, that's really holding a grudge. I said, this isn't a grudge. So we have
right.
A diversity of interests. You know,
Herman is somebody.
Yeah, I know he is. I can tell. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But,
it is a good rush. We're not doing it out of vindictiveness. No. We got to finally getting smart enough to realize where we've been pretty soon.
Yeah.
Never happen again, because I know all their ways to do it. I do the leisure press conferences for trouble. We're doing great. Calling your Frank Vanderman. They will do so much that, but I would just not call people like that, the Schroeders.
Suppose it'd be too obvious if we asked them to wear special armbands?
The president knows pretty well. I don't think he needs it. I'll try to figure out who they all are, but on that thing you put a ring, but I'll try to remember. I do know, I will try to know who's on who's there to the New York Times. I never question that. Carol McMahon's got the stand or his mouth, but I like him. I like him, but I'll never let him ask him. That's the difference. There, you screw the good guy because he's with a bad institution, because there's nothing the good guy can do about it. On the networks, they're all with bad institutions, but there you work the good guys and screw the bad guys because you can't do anything about them any other way.
Yeah.
You don't need the Washington Post. You do need CBS. Somewhere in CBS, the Washington Post can hurt you. Because it's led by the Sumner Benching Washington establishment. It doesn't matter to them.
Well, in the service, I got questions about Hobart Rowan out on the coast this time.
Yeah.
And I said, my God, I didn't know you people ever heard of Hobart Rowan. This was an AP editor's thing. And they said, oh yeah, we subscribe to the Post Wire.
Yeah. Post has a pretty good syndicate, Post LA Times syndicate.
It was interesting. The Post ran my letter against Hobart Rowan on their wire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because these guys had all had it.
Did they print it?
And they printed it alongside of Rowan's column. It came out of time to run beside the column. But I got a question on it, so I asked him about it. I'm surprised the Post ran my letter.
I'm not a bit confused about it. As a matter of fact, as I said, somebody from Task gets a call, somebody who's, as I said the other day, I understand people that are totally against some political side who make no bones about it. But I won't take this sanctimonious, vicious attitude. Would you read it? That's the difference.
Yeah.
Times is not a good newspaper. It is an unfair
had a vicious thing today in that Chapin story where they say their big front page lead is that it's learned that 28 phone calls were made by Zagretti to the White House, Chapin, or Howard Hunt. They don't break it down. You know, it might have been one call to Chapin, one to the White House, and 25 to Hunt, which is probably what it was. But it's...
All right. Get by that.
That whole thing, all that stuff, there's just tons of innuendo, implication. They get away with their own, and it doesn't bother them. But
yeah, that's the thing that amazes me. You think that
they're so goddamn moralistic.
Well, yeah. There's no standard. Yep. I mean, if they want Pulitzer Prizes for the thieves who took the stuff out of Kissinger's office, for those who got the Pentagon Papers, now what the hell is the difference?
Well, this is the dishonesty of the thing. Now, the Post editorial this morning says, well, Daniel Ellsberg is a government employee.
He wasn't working for the committee to re-elect the president.
That's the distinction.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Was a farmer, I see. But Hunt was a farmer government employee.
But they were equating Chapin and Ellsberg and saying, you know.
But were they not saying Chapin's tapping?
Pardon?
What are they saying Chapin?
They're trying to get Chapin tapping. They're getting sure. Get closer every day. They're going to have Chapin running wiretaps right into his office in his White House. With an indirect line to your phone before they're through.
All right.
That's what they're doing by insinuation.
They've got Chapin built up to the station of Secretary of the National Security Council. Now,
yeah.
You know, he's making all the
highest level of assistance.
Yeah.
The president's officer.
Oh, yeah.
No.
She's
whenever you feel
one
like.
Of the very few members of the White House staff that sees you all the time. Has he been in this office in the last year? I doubt I've ever seen him. No, he was in here once, but I think it was over a year ago. And you had
office, I think it was, but only once over 4 years, if I recall. That doesn't mean that he isn't very important.
Yeah, but the point is, he doesn't see you every day, or even every month.
A lot of people in this office tonight that are very important. I'm sure he's important. You get a bad rap. Stick right by. That's the answer. We hope.
That's
one thing
that
we cannot get about the Red Hills job. The one that these times most people, it's a very curious thing. It's a class that they cannot stand. Put down.
Yeah.
Being out, so
yeah. Yeah.
And by that, I mean, like, for example, I'm not going to have them to Christmas parties. They are not going to be invited. Never.
Well, the
you don't have to.
The ultimate
personal party.
The ultimate put down is that you win big.
I know. You think so?
I think so. I think that's the.
Then they have to explain it.
Sure.
To themselves.
Yeah, it isn't a question. They'll be able to rationalize it in print.
But they won't in their hearts.
Phil J. Lyon and the rest of them to know that they're out of step. That their positions are repudiated.
That's not it. That's not what they'll conclude. Their arrogance, they will conclude that the entire nation
they
is
are
step.
They will know that.
Right.
They are smart enough to know in their own.
No, that's
the point. But they will write it differently. I agree. But Bob, they're not the people that aren't there. They're too intelligent.
Their view will be that the country's going to fall.
All right, fine. We'll take it.
So my grandfather's an FDR one. He didn't think that he was out of step. He thought the country was. So he died.
Well, they are out of step.
Holy crew.
They are out of step. And they're, you know, all this talk about, you know, how they lost their sights about like Alan Curry. You know why? Because he wrote about these countries.
Yeah.
That's right.
They do get together.
Yeah.
They do pair the same line.
No question.
You agree?
Yeah.
Look, it's almost pathetic. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You take the magazines every week. You can tell the line ahead of time. Here it's coming from the network or from John Osborne's column and something when we're in the Post at the time.
It'd be fine. There's an establishment in every country, an intellectual establishment. It would be fine in the intellectual establishment at some times, at some times. Stood with government when government came under assault by violent elements. But they have sided with the destructive elements. And that's where they lost me. Forever.
This is the best part of the Connolly tape, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Is going back to the Henry Wallace time.
Yeah.
And showing his consistent alignment with,
yeah.
or against.
And here's what he said today.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way that
it's the real. It's the real one. I think that's the most telling cut in that whole thing. Should we find out?
I have not made a effort to see the bastards, and I don't want to keep it up.
Bounce back and forth.
Tax thing? What, is an amendment to it?
Well, it's 5:30 now, Bill. Why don't you do that, knock over there? Just knock it off.
Because they don't want to wait this long. They want to be having a drink. I'll wait for the calls.
President said he'll wait over at the house for a call. And just forget the coffee if they're not much disarray. Will you? Okay.
What'd he say?
Yeah, it's all screwed up. The highways conference finally reported that. A bad highway bill.
Bill's got a block in the house. It's stewing in the Senate. Javits is raising hell about the Magnuson Amendment on unemployment. He wants something called Pins and Needles Bill, which is a tax amendment, which has a much more liberal unemployment provision on it. So he's got the Senate all fouled up. Senate has not yet passed a debt extension. There's probably not a quorum there right now. So they're afraid to call a vote. And Bill says he doesn't know when they're going to get done now. So the House is probably fairly stable because Jerry Ford will object, call for challenge quorum. But the Senate is stumbling along with their attendance dwindling and still have to get the debt thing done. Javits got a hold on it. So I told him to tell him just forget the coffee. Be 2 hours before the Senate gets straight around.
Well, the point is, I know those folks down there about this hour, they're all getting around singing songs,
sure,
drinking and everything.
Sure.
I don't want to have down here in that condition.
Sure.
You know, it's spoiler fun. It's a nice gesture, but no. Well, they do have lungs. Terrible. Fights. Absolutely. They all we can be legislative bodies go through this. But this is without question the worst Congress in my life that I've seen. I've seen, but I didn't pay much attention to them, I must say, during the 60s. But by God, I saw them on it for 14 years, and I've seen them for the last four. And this is the worst by all odds. Thank you. it's only in the Times.
Comes out of America, from the Bureau of Reason.
I don't know.
It was out of Reddit.
I have a feeling, as I've felt all along, that they have a whole pile of stuff that they got. I don't think they're getting this bit by bit. I think they've had it. But they're building it out bit by bit. It's damn smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get a new ride out of every little drop.
Yeah, it might be that the Post had decided to give it to the Times and have the Times use it so it didn't look like the Post. And I would be surprised. I'm actually doing that.
Could be.
Yeah.
And the Time magazine thing had a different sign, too. Dan Rather takes a big thing today and says he whitewashes McChapin and Jeb Magruder, ties them together, first of all, to the Watergate and the other this thing, and whitewashes them because he knows that they're men of high character and honest and moral background, and therefore they couldn't have done this. So obviously John Mitchell and Bob Haldeman did. And they were just taking their orders from on high. From the president of John Mitchell and Bob Haldeman, I guess.
So he pushes it up here that way.
So he's saying these nice, innocent young boys didn't know what the whole plot was. They could only have done what they told it.
Is that his morning show? He, of course, is wondering. I think you should not suck around the way.
Yeah. There's no use for it.
I agree.
I don't know who you do suck around at CBS, because it isn't Rather, and it isn't Pierpoint, and it isn't...
Well, of the group I go closer to Pierpoint.
Pierpoint's the one with
the least bright,
with a glimmer now and then of hope. On ABC, even Gerald, you can do fairly well with him, time to time.
Gerald. Anyway, that works. You just have to work them all day.
My thing there is mainly to just totally turn off the real sons of bitches, the Calbs and the Shores.
I would start with Calb and Shore. And Rat.
And Rat.
I think I'd turn them
off. See, that's all CBS.
Fine. Let me turn them off.
And you play the ABC network, give them the stuff, let them have the poop. They play it straight for us most of the time. NBC's playing it pretty well now. They're giving us a good ride.